AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ending the Russian-Ukraine war, the topic of the day at the White House, where President Trump hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ed Donahue has a report.
The president had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, but with Zelensky in the room, he was reluctant.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
Vladimir Putin says the addition of Tomahawks would further strain the U.S.-Russian relationship. Zelensky says Russia is weak.
They have a lot of losses and in economy and people, and I think this is a very important moment.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Later, Trump told reporters,
both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it. Stop right now at the battle line. I told that to President Zelensky. I told it to President Putin.
Zelensky says Trump's right. In the Middle East, another transfer of remains, Israel receiving the coffin of what's believed to be a missing hostage from Gaza. So far, 9 sets of remains have been confirmed to have been those of hostages. Hamas is thought to have had 28. It's been using heavy machinery to try to unearth the remains. And Lisa Dwyer reports Britain's Prince Andrew is giving up his royal title, the Duke of York.
After his friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is again making headlines. The younger brother of King Charles III says he and the royal family have decided the continued accusations about him are distracting from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Excerpts have been published of an upcoming memoir from Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who alleged she was trafficked by Epstein and had sex with Andrew when she was 17. Giuffre died by suicide in April at the age of 41. Andrew stepped down from public life in 2019 and has denied wrongdoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The Mormon Church has a new leader.
I accept with humility the responsibility that God has placed upon me.
Former Utah Supreme Court Justice Dahlin Oaks was named this week as the new president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The presidency puts the 93-year-old in leadership of more than 17 million Mormons worldwide.
We do not have the answers to all of the world's problems. They've not been revealed. But what we do know is that we are all children of heavenly parents and that we are called to serve all of the children of God in this wonderful restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As president, Oaks is considered a prophet and seer who will guide the church through divine revelation from God, alongside 2 top counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12. I'm Walter Ratliff.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.